Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, I wanted to say to Twitter, there was something wrong with the broadcast, but thank you for listening. It's to talk about my songs. And to talk about me, philosophy, to be positive, and to do what I need to do in terms of being aware of what I say and what I correspond in relation to the topics that I talk about on my podcast, because it's just in general relation to philosophy. But more importantly, about my music and as an artist, and to be positive, because I'm a positive person. I'm a professional singer, songwriter, musician. I've been doing this for many years, and I have a lot to say, and particularly from experiences that I have been going on, and I like to talk about it in this topic as well as in future episodes in relation to the podcast that I do. Here is a song that I co-written. It's called Tragedy Is Not What I Am.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got no one to blame but myself.
Hi, that was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. I wanted to talk about it because it's important for me to talk about as a pop rock singer about, you know, what the song is about. And, you know, the song is that Tragedy Is Not What I Am. It's a positive song. It's about overcoming adversity. It's about believing thyself and knowing that things will get better. This is in relation to all kinds of things, you know, anything that is an obstacle. And I will say that, like, for instance, it could be good relation to overcoming the pandemic, you know, staying safe, wearing masks, etc., you know, overcoming bad situations. But also, it was also related to, for what I've written, how my life has been, overcoming obstacles. You know, I came to L.A. with this dream to be a star when I was young. I landed in downtown L.A. and I went to Hollywood, etc. And the belief is no matter what age or what limitation or what size or whatever I'm going through or whatever, I still remain positive and go for dreams. And the reason why I bring this up is because I don't like to talk about negativity, because the important point that I try to make in my podcast is to be positive. And, you know, positive people, positive situation brings positive consequences. And, you know, I get these people, these haters each day who say, oh, I can't make it as a pop singer because I'm too fat, I'm too ugly, I need to give up, I'm too old, etc. And those are haters. And, you know, I'm living right near Hollywood. Whether I'm in the San Gabriel Valley or whether I'm in the San Fernando Valley, 10 miles away, 5 miles away. Hollywood industry is not just in Hollywood. It's in those areas, too. And I know that I'm in a place where I can realize those dreams. And a dream did happen with the release of my songs to the public for people to consider buying and to listen. And they can listen to it for free on Spotify. They can also listen to it on Deezer. So in that sense, from the time that I came out here to the time I released those records, things did gradually change, even though it took some time. But to know that despite what's going on, that I can continue to go for dreams. And no matter what is going on, and still believe. And that's why I talk about going for dreams all the time, because I deal with the haters and stuff all the time nearby me who look at me and think that I'm unrealistic about dreams. I am not. It has been proven so many times that dreams have happened at many different ages, shapes, and sizes. Whatever dream you want to go for, you should be able to do so. And I always try not to get in anyone's way, to take their dream away, and you know, I don't want nobody to take mine away because it's evil. It goes against nature to hinder a talented person or ambitious person like me who wants to be somebody and do it in my own way. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, when I hear all these people come around and say, oh, they told people in the industry this and that, I ignore that and I continue to make music and I continue to play the keyboard or continue to sing to know that the dreams can happen. And a dream could be anything. If you want to be a business person in the music, or you want to be a doctor or so on, no one should be hindered. And yes, I heard that too in the education situation where someone said, oh, I got to stay, can't go further than a master's, can't be a doctor. That is crazy. That is cognitively sick. Please, that is not how we live. And that's why I write about that song, Tragedy Is Not What I Am. And it happens all the time for people who have ambition. And I'm trying to be positive because that's an important thing of this, these topics with relation to my podcast. My podcast is promoting positivity, but also to talk about the artistry that is Dove Knight, that is me. And I want to thank you for listening to my podcast. And, you know, here's a song that I did. Here's a song I did released last year. It's called that I co-written. I really want to get to know you.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation. Yeah. I don't know how to get you to notice me, cause I am so shy. But
that song was released last year. It's called Dove. It's called From Dove Knight Me. The singer. I also co-written a song. It's called I Really Want to Get to Know You. And The Dove Knight Matter is available on Deezer, Spotify, and everywhere you can find. Now, to Twitter, I know you saw that video. The video, you know, with the eyes. My eyes are glowing in the dark. Well, that's part of the artistry that I exhibit. But I want to let you know that eventually there will be videos or you will see me with just without the special effects. You can see me without the special effects with the sunglasses in the video. I really want to get to know you at the end of the video. You see me in the dark, the black eye with the glasses. That's me. But when I perform, I usually don't wear glasses, but sometimes I do. So it was a great thing to do, to create music as well as to talk about things that are on my mind that is positive. But again, if you have any questions, you can contact me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter. And that's what it is, because the Dove Night Matter is out. Here's another song that I want to talk about. It's just in play. It's a rock song. It's on the Dove Night Matter Part 2, which is out on Deezer, Spotify. It's called Unique. You know, Being Unique is the song. It's out on singles, but it's on the Dove Night Matter Part 2, my sixth album. It was a joy to do. And again, the creative side is to come up with an idea about the song. It's about struggles. And I wanted to say, being what people consider me to be, which is in their perception, is of being unique. It's a gift. It's a gift to be unique, to live life on your own terms. As long as I ain't bothering nobody, minding my business, and then everything should be fine. And, you know, when I'm doing these Twitter, and you hear my podcast, I got contacted by people like, why is I'm doing this, etc. Well, I love to create. I love to create. And part of the creation is to write music, but also to talk about issues in general. And the main point is to be truthful, honest, and positive. And, you know, I wanted to say, if anyone in the industry, entertainment industry, want to contact me, please contact me directly, or because I have these people say, this person came by or whatever. If they haven't contacted me, then what's the point? Or anybody else, please. I'd like to hear your questions and suggestions, because my goal is to talk about topics that are dear to my heart, and one of them is relation to creativity, the creative projects that I've made, but also philosophy, and all of it is positive. And, you know, the situation as it is one of the songs on the Dove Night Matter Part 2 is I Want You, that I co-written. It was created some time ago. And I guess I sung it in my own unique way, hitting those little high notes. But it is a great pop song, because pop music is... It fits me perfectly, but I like variety. I like to mix it up. I realized for me, I when I became a creator, I realized that I have to be mix it up with what I do in order to be, enthused. So being in one genre with one way and doing it with just rock wasn't enough. I felt, well, maybe I should do pop. Maybe that will make me more enthused. And that's exactly what happened. So that's where it is. And here's the song, I Want You. So that was I Want You. I played one part of the song. I put the video up on Twitter, I Want You. It's on the Dove Night Matter Part 2. I apologize if I only played a little, but I'll put it up on my Twitter account. My Twitter account is at DoveNeedsLove22. It's at DoveNeedsLove22. So the important thing is just to talk about, a lot of things that are in relation to the topics. Like, tragedy is not what I am, it's overcoming obstacles. And it's overcoming haters and overcoming dream killers, as well as overcoming big situations like pandemics to stay safe, to continue to live and to be healthy. It's about not becoming a tragedy, not becoming falling, or not giving up on my dreams for someone's ulterior motives. Is to be happy, and by persisting and not giving up and staying safe. Because one of the dreams that I had was to have this COVID-19 to end, and I'm glad it is over somewhat with these vaccinations. But they have these variants that are coming out, so I guess I had to still be safe. But on the other situation, continue to go for my dreams. Because I, as I said before, I write things on tweets about what people have said to me directly or indirectly about me stopping, giving up, about lies, about they told people about this, et cetera, et cetera. That is not how you live on this planet. If you have a dream or see someone with a dream, it's the high road is the way to do it, meaning don't take their dream away. And I don't want these people to take my dream away, because that's just pure evil. Here's a song that I've written that's on the Dove Night Matter Part 2. It's called "That Is Why I Fell in Love with You." That was released a long time ago. Now, some people were questioning whether I was going to perform. Well, for me, I've performed so many years, and I plan on to perform again. But we can't perform unless we're online or something. Perhaps I do something online. I haven't decided. I have performed in these little intros, you know, doing to the show, you know, singing and making up melodies. But I plan on releasing another song that I've written on the keyboard. I'll tell you about that in a later date. Whether it might be just a single or a video, I'll let you know. But for now, it's about Dove Night Matter Part 2, which is the new song I Want You is on. Again, if anyone have any questions about what I said in this podcast, please contact me if you have any concerns. I want to reiterate about the pandemic. The pandemic is a negative, horrific experience. And I wanted to say that tragedy is not what I am. It could be a good song. It's just overcoming tragedies, overcoming obstacles, overcoming situations. And the pandemic is a negativity that can be overcome. So that's what I meant. So overcome and being positive, being happy, happy. It's good to be unique, dress, you know, the way I want, live life on my own terms or whatever. If I just want to just lay down and just do nothing, then I have a right to do that too. Whatever way that we feel that we can find peace or benefit the world in our own way, then fine. That's how I feel. But again, if anyone has any questions about that, let me know. Some people have quite probably wondered why I'm still doing on Twitter doing these podcasts. Well, it's part of the creative process. Creative process to be able to create, and that one of the ways for me to create is not just to sing and write a song and to do and design my own videos and design some of my album covers and to act, but also to communicate. Communication is part of that dream to say, may all the wishes or dreams that you have, may they all come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, or whatever religious belief you believe in, whether it's Hindu, Buddhism, or if you don't believe in any God, that's okay too, because we're all equal on this planet. We're all God's children in our own way, shape, or form. Good day, good night from Dove Night.